This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. Easy dubsters. Dinah, say so. Yeah. I reminisce. It's just memories. Talking about memories. Hear this!
I reminisce those memories I never did. Know the times I used to have to end up on a wanted list. Gotta bring them back. Kinda like an eagle on the track. Cause my life is moving quicker than a flash. I reminisce those memories I never did. Know the friends I used to have to end up on a wanted list. Gotta bring them back. Kinda like an eagle on the track. Cause my life is moving quicker than a flash.
Whenever I used to have the camera, we used to chill up on the corner. But I look for people from everyone. And the Wi-Fi bother. Charger, jumping on me red face rider.
Some stone or some Saxon. Me ball forward.
That was my reaction. Talking about good times. Chilling in the night time. You know I'm not gonna want a knife cry.
Because
I reminisce those memories I never did. Know the times I used to have to end up on a wanted list. Gotta bring them back. Kinda like a meagle on the track. Cause my life is moving quicker than the flash. I reminisce those memories I never did. Know the friends I used to have to end up on a wanted list.
Where do the years go? I hear that so often. Same place the beers go. Don't let memories soften. Good friends we had, good friends we lost. Our spirits get bruised, yeah. We carry the cost. Sometimes looking back is better than looking forward. Don't try to regret, don't make the present awkward. I miss those who were gone, but I'm glad they were there. So I still celebrate, yes, for the moments we shared.
I reminisce those memories I never did. All the times I used to have to end up on a wanted list. Gotta bring them back. Kinda like an eagle on the track. Cause my life is moving quicker than the flash. I reminisce those memories I never did. Know the friends I used to have to end up on a wanted list. Gotta bring them back. Kinda like an eagle on the track. Cause my life is moving quicker than the flash.
That's a low in our life, but we have to keep the strength every day. Positive by positive, I ain't no win our strength.
Yeah!
5 plus 5 must equal to 10. We keep people in our life, we must defeat them. Now we have to keep the strength every day. Positive by positive, I ain't no win our strength. Yeah!
Yeah! Buzz of Rats! Dynamite MC.
Reminisce over that and over this. I'm gone.
Yes, it's Michael Payne. It's FUBAR Radio. It's 4:03. We're going on till 6. We got tons of special guests coming in. We've got no special guest co-host, which makes today a different day in the grand scheme of things. Compared to recently, we've had, 15 guest co-hosts on the trot?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
16, in fact.
Yes.
And,
but we can pack one in today. There were so many guests. So it's kind of
well
almost
be.
No room.
Exactly. We really couldn't fit a special guest co-host in today because we have 4 guests coming through the revolving doors. And they are Prince Rapid, Flo Dan, Cassie Ritz and Jamaccabi. We've got 3 East London grime legends coming in. And a newcomer,
yeah.
to grime as well. Really, it's nice to see some. It's nice to see a girl coming through the door, a woman coming through the door, representing grime as well. It's definitely a grime-heavy show today, as far as the guests are concerned. But we've got tons of new music, spanning loads of different genres.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the usual stupid games with some of these guests.
You say stupid. I've put a lot of thought into them.
I say stupid in the nicest way possible.
No, tenuous.
Yes, that's the best way to describe
it. I mean, there was a game that I vetoed earlier that was tenuous even for me. So that's how
that must have been bad then.
It was, yeah.
And we'll also be kind of telling you what's been going on around the world, including a story about a couple that offered $2,000 for help with a quite a weird wedding request. We'll get into that after this song. It's FUBAR Radio. It's Michael Payne.
Savages. It's a miracle and a blessing for how we managed it. Middle ground is for the lucky ones. Others were sucked in, others victims, and others got knives tucked in. It was rare to see fathers, so naively we celebrate the males taking their kids out, when really it was just due responsibilities they were carrying out. In my local, not many real men. Well armed guys on four wheels and shiny things. Subconsciously, they show boys a walkway to treat women. So we have child men with the wrong approach and little respect. Age does not breed wisdom or maturity. Because if it did, we wouldn't have guys screaming free the gang at 30. I'm the peacemaker. But if it gets sticky, I think twice before calling guys from my local. Because they'll aim for the chest, vocal, and end up in the box. Think about it. Around savages. It's a miracle and a blessing for how we managed it. Middle ground is for the lucky ones. Others were sucked in, others victims, and others got knives tucked in. Free the real and free the mind. Hackney is a gentrified landmine. Mind your step, don't get drawn out. It still goes off, you know how it goes. Don't let your pride get you turned off. Always the guys that went on nothing growing up, that switch up in the kitchen with a culinary skill, chefing up flesh in the streets. But this is for the lucky ones, the guys in the middle, the ones that can tell the real from a mile away, the ones that can see a situation going left straight away, the positive guys doing great things, the ones that find tracksuit wearing private school tough guys hilarious, the one showing the other guys a change of surroundings. Because we're all just products of our environment.
By Snips featuring Will Stowe. Shout out to both of them too. Really cool lads. Came together and really, really kind of made some very interesting products.
I like that. And shout out to Will Stay. Very polite over email when he sent it to me.
Good. That's the way
nice
to
man.
Be. That's the way to be. Let's get into a story, shall we? We've got Prince Rapid coming in for a chat.
He's going to be in a minute. He's in the building.
Quite shortly. Yes, that's good. Rapid. It's the Rapid by name, Rapid by nature.
I love it.
A couple offer £2,000 for help with a weird wedding request. Now, I haven't read this story before the show or anything, so I have no idea what to expect.
Put a guess on what you think a weird wedding request might be. Two
from
grand,
a couple,
quite
two
a lot
grand.
Money,
I'd say it was like an. I'd say it was maybe had some element of indecent proposal to it
before the wedding. So like, someone.
No, after. So if I'd say it was, so. Oh wait. All right. Okay. Cool. Yeah, I haven't thought about whether the request was for before the wedding or after.
Well, it's a wedding request. Okay, well, let's. But you think it's some it's indecent proposal.
Well, maybe a post-marital threesome.
Ah, okay, good. Let's find out.
Okay.
Let's find out.
So the couple got engaged in 2016 and have taken the time to decide what it is they want at their wedding, as well as having a photographer and. Sorry, the couple got engaged. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. As well as having a photographer and videographer at the ceremony and reception, the couple also decided that there is something else they want to remember from their event forever. They've decided to hire a videographer to film their wedding night and marriage consummation. So Ooh. It's like a threesome, but without the videographer involved too much.
They're in the corner.
Yeah. Just I like the way automatically assume they'll be in a corner or like behind the curtain maybe.
Yeah, maybe just peeping around the corner. Not
the job advert was posted on the job website for creative professionals anonymously. Mm. And the wedding is only a few weeks away. They're going to have to disclose their identities if they want
to
turn up.
And a location as well. Yeah. It's going to be quite tricky.
The post explains the job assignment and adds, "We don't want the tape to go anywhere at all, and it's just for personal use between me and my fiancé." They explain the high fee is due to the fact that they haven't been able to find anyone who will take on the job. They even asked their wedding ceremony videographer, but he felt uncomfortable accepting.
Okay, so I'm assuming they're not great on cameras themselves, otherwise you just pop up a tripod and go, wouldn't
right.
you? Right. Having said that, though, sex tapes, if you want to get it, you want to nail it.
Yeah, you want angles.
You want some nice angles. I'd probably, if I did one, would hire like David Lynch or someone. I'd want like a professional,
Peaks.
Or Spielberg, uh-huh. or someone like that, because they'd get the nice angles, a
yeah.
nice soft lens.
I'd have to get Michael Bay. Because
oh, yeah.
his
some explosions.
Yeah, explosions, but also his signature move is that it's that thing where, and this is in all Michael Bay films, it's that the camera revolves around the hero and kind of looks up from down to make them look taller. You can see the sky and I want that around my dick.
But do you want Michael Bay running around you while you're having sex on a bed?
That's a good point.
He's gonna be jogging around for a quick shot like
Maybe
that.
It could be like one of the D'Angelo video shoots.
Okay.
For How Does It Feel? Do you remember he's famously naked in
that
video?
Yeah.
But apparently when they shot that video, it was like a closed set. And I think it had just a remote control camera going around. So there wasn't actually any human there in front of him filming all
so
his private
He did know people were going to see it though, right?
Like yeah, of course. It was. Okay. I think he was told beforehand that it was going to be a music video.
It's not for him. So, do you think that's enough money to pay? Because I don't know, £2,000 is a lot of money.
Mm.
But at the same time, is it enough to get a really good videographer?
I think if you're, I think these must be very. It must be a very wealthy, quite privileged couple.
Mm-hmm. They've got a photographer and a videographer at their wedding.
Right. Okay.
Money.
And usually, if you find that nobody wants to do something, you just do it yourself.
Yeah.
And they haven't figured that bit out yet. They're just like up the money.
So, I'm also thinking: is this the first time that they've had sex? That they want it on camera because it's such a
special
night.
Well, they're consummating the marriage, so it's obviously
the marriage,
a very,
not the relationship.
Not the relationship, just the marriage. So it's obviously a big thing for them.
I assumed if it was that big a thing that they wouldn't have done it before and it was their first night, their first time together, and that's why they want that special moment on camera.
That's a good point. Traditionally, I suppose, if you're consummating a marriage, you probably haven't had sex before.
No.
Because that act maybe was established at a time when, yeah, sex before marriage was so frowned upon that you really believed you were going to go to hell.
What if... I mean, once the act of lovemaking consummation has finished... How do you get out of the room? Like, if you're the camera person, you have to take your equipment out with you. How long do you stay behind the curtain for? And you're like, do they have to say, like, you can go now? Or yeah. Is it just really awkward?
I'd like to see if that ever does come to fruition. I'd like to see a director's cut as well. I'd like to see some
with
deleted
commentary.
Scenes.
I'd like to see some commentary.
I want to hear the conversation about, like, the invoice at the end, you know, as he's kind of packing up the... You know, you kind of take... When you're going to talk about money, you pack up really slowly.
Yeah, yeah. PayPal, how are you going to... Because I don't want them to hand me the cash. Or maybe I do.
I want cash in
quick
hand.
Quick getaway.
I want cash in hand.
And they'll be like, this never happened. We don't know each other, okay? This is not a story. And when are they going to... When do you pop on, like, fancy it? Oh, I want to watch something on TV. Nothing on TV tonight. Let's pop on the wedding sex tape.
And if it's not public, what's the turnaround time as well? When do they want that video back?
Well, he's got to go home and edit it, whoever the person is that does it. They can't, unless they're like, you've got to edit it the same night as well. Or unless it's just like some sort of guerrilla filmmaking. It's one shot, shaky cam, done. No editing.
Yeah,
no editing
maybe they
required.
Want it to look like it wasn't planned.
Right. In which case, just do it yourself. What if they wore one of those head
GoPro?
The GoPro whilst they were having sex. They can have one on their head, maybe like one attached. Can you have one on your bum or something as well?
Probably.
Like different
parts
of the body.
I went to a boiler room one time where they had Dram perform, and he had a camera at the end of his microphone.
Okay.
A GoPro at the end of his microphone, and all the DJs had GoPros on their wrists. It was amazing. Maybe
do that. Yeah. One on each wrist, one on the forehead. That'll be the sexiest night ever.
Honestly, I want to speak to these guys. It's a pity they're anonymous.
Because we could charge them just for consultancy fees as to how to make this better.
We'll set up all the shots. Mm-hmm. We'll leave you.
I'll do it. You can put like a camera in the corner of the room, one above the bed. I'll be there. I would actually vision mix it for them.
Yeah,
all
I'd ask on top of the money is that my name can be in the credits. You have to have credits after that.
But I like the credits where it's just the one... they do this in America a lot. It's the one name, but multiple times. So written by, produced, directed, stars, best boy, everything.
I'm going to be all over that.
Electrician.
Dolly Grip. All of that shit. All
the
these
whole credits.
Weird job titles that I've never understood.
I think I would do it for $2,000, for sure.
I'd imagine a dolly grip is a completely different job in a porn film, though.
Dolly grip. So he's the best boy, I bet, as well.
Yeah.
The
buffer.
The buffer. The fluffer.
Fluffer.
There's the fluffer and the buffer.
Yeah.
It's a lot of jobs.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm up for this. I feel like if you happen to be listening to the show, Anonymous Couple, get in touch, because I think we could go down there and film some stuff for them.
And I imagine you are definitely listening as well.
Of course
they are.
So
please do get in touch, and we'll only charge you $2,000 for the consultancy. We'll even set up the shot for you.
I'll do everything. I'll get the GoPros ready.
Yeah.
I'll do some makeup before if they want. Put some makeup on, and makeup artist.
Gonna need makeup.
Fashion.
That's why they hired a videographer, to think of all the things that they wouldn't have ordinarily thought of.
You can't just have one person in there with a camera. So a lot of planning into this.
Yeah.
Well, our first guest is next door. Should we get him in?
Yeah, let's get into a song first. It's FUBAR Radio. I'm Michael Payne. We've got Prince Rapid coming in right after this. Charcoal Baby by Blood Orange with a very abrupt ending. Shout out Dev Hines with the abrupt endings. So yeah, just lock it off there.
Well, sometimes fine. The song, you're like, I don't want to put a fade on it.
Yeah.
Just want it to end.
Just
it's done.
There.
The
full
Dev
stop.
Way. The Dev
yeah.
way.
Honestly. We've got our very first special guest of the day in. We've got three more after this. But let's welcome Prince Rapid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you saying? Thank you for having me,
no,
man.
Not at all, man.
What?
I haven't spoken to you for a while. I think the last time I spoke to you was the GRM Daily podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Since then, if I'm not mistaken, have you had a hand in setting up this the Rough Squad Arts Foundation?
Yeah, we've actually we're on our third project. Second project done last week, yeah. And we're on our third project, which is starting on the 20th.
Amazing.
And it's actually going well. It's a program called Grand Pays, if mm-hmm. everyone don't know, and it's a 1 week long music industry taster experience for various different age groups, man.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And this, like I said, was all after we last spoke. And How long was the kind of planning process? Where was the spark? Where did the spark come from?
Well, do you know what? We were planning, and we had been a registered company by the time we were speaking, but we hadn't put a lot of things into motion.
Yeah.
So I would say, pardon me, maybe from 3 to 4 months of just setting up the program, getting the special guests to come in and finding, like, not placements but places where they could go and be inspired, like bringing them to the BBC building and linking them up with Posty to speak about how they can get their music on the channel, what it took for him to get his platform on that channel. They linked up with Miss Banks, Young Bane, like so many artists, people that are current and that influence them.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So it was really successful, man.
Yeah, man. Because you really did get an incredible stable of artists to come in and talk. And like you said, the aforementioned Miss Banks and Young Bane. How difficult was that to get these artists? Because they've got mad schedules now. They're really
busy,
successful.
Man.
So it must have been hard to sort of been able to pinpoint a day when they could actually devote their time.
Do you know what? They are very busy, but we are lucky as well for some reason. Well, I know the reason. I think a lot of them respect, like,
absolutely,
some of the work that we've been doing over the years, and they've seen the work that we've done with there's an artist, new artist for anyone that don't know, called Litty Lights.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a 14-year-old school kid, but
yeah,
he's
been getting
waves.
A lot of publicity recently, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been causing some waves. He's still got a lot of growing to go, but we've only been like messing with him for like a year, and we got him through this same program that we're running now. So yeah, they just see that, and they just believe in what we're doing, and they also want to encourage the young generation, because it's a bit crazy out there. So I think some words of encouragement and to show the pass the baton on and to shed some light on, yeah, on how they got to where they got to.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing related to the current state of things on the street is the tune that you're promoting, the new project.
Fresh and Clean. Mm. Yeah, man. That's a new single made by myself, produced by myself, and I'm actually an artist on the track as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really behind the song, you know. It's just a song that I made for vibes. Enjoy yourself. The sun's out. Just enjoy yourself and just feel the energy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the Rascal productions over the years were very deep, and like the music itself told the story. You know what I'm saying? They were very, energetic and mm-hmm. and I just felt the need to strip some stuff down and just, I wouldn't say it's a new genre, but it's just something different to what I normally do. And it's getting like a good reception because it just makes people feel good, and that was the aim of it.
Yeah, was it a conscious kind of counter offering to, because you right now the musical landscape right now
mm-hmm.
it is filled with a lot of like quite dark and sinister stuff. So was it a conscious counter to provide something that is that you know, like you said, people could just vibe to?
Yeah, kind of. I just thought, you know what, just, I put the words together, and because I'm working a lot with a lot of the youngsters these days, musically, I know what they're talking about all the time. They're talking about their things like fresh crepe and fresh hats and smelling fresh and all these little things that just mean a lot to them, you know what I'm saying? So I thought, you know what, just try and change the narrative a bit and not 4-4 door and not shoot you down or run a man down, and you know what I'm saying? And I feel that I've got a like not a little bit of a responsibility for the words that I'm putting out there and how I'm leading people on. So I just thought, just to put this, it's vibes, there's nothing to it, there's no meaning really. It's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? Fresh, it's just fresh and clean really. Anything can be fresh and clean, from your crib to your house to your bath to your lawn to anything. So just keep everything fresh and clean, just like these fresh and clean crib I'm seeing you in Dime. What are they, man? He's like, you know,
you got to flex on them once in a while, you know. Once in a while being every fucking day.
Every day. I know you about your collection, man. I follow you, man.
Let's get into the song, man. Yeah, like you said, you feel there isn't an especially deep meaning, but I think that's the deepest meaning of all, just wanting people to enjoy themselves.
Enjoy it. Just listen to it. Vibe. If you like it, you like it. Dance and pop your head. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. What can we do? Fresh and clean. Prince Rapid. Let's get into it.
Yeah, if you wanna vibe, then please let me know. How you mean?
Prince Rapid on the mic.
Come on.
Designer jeans.
Don't know
we're gonna mash up the scene.
Don't know.
And I'm coming through with my whole team. Dagger. Let me tell you what it is right now. I'ma physically handle my biz right now. Better know that I'm going to do it big right now. Pinch rapping the business right now. Come show me how you dance right now. Don't let me hear you say you can't right now. You can do it in the light or the dark right now. You can do it in the club or the park right now. Come on, I'm fresh and clean. When you see me with my designer jeans. Don't know we're gonna mash up the scene. And I'm coming through with my whole team. And again, car. Come on, I'm fresh and clean. When you see me with my designer jeans, how you know we're gonna mash up the scene?
And I'm coming through with the whole team.
Designer jeans.
Don't know
we're gonna mash up the scene. And I'm coming through.
crew with my whole team. And again, we can put into the sun goes down. And the Mascan girls gonna go down. You better know this is a worldwide sound. It's for the black, white, yellow, and brown. And when we come in, everything goes down. Tell the bartender, bring more round. Select to turn it up, I need more sound. Understand this is a record sound. Come on, I'm fresh and clean. When you see me with my designer jeans, don't know we're gonna mash up the scene. And I'm coming through with my whole team. And again, come on, I'm fresh and clean. When you see me with my designer jeans, how you know we're gonna mash up the scene?
And I'm coming through with a whole team.
So you can't right now. You can do it in the light or the dark right now. You can do it in the come show me how you dance right now. Don't let me hear you say you can't right now. You can do it in the light or the dark right now. You can do it in the club or the pub right now. This shit we're gonna go M-A-D. Better get down to the door A-A-B. Until the A turn in the door A-A-B. Can't we run the show though A-A-B. Come on, I'm fresh and clean. When you see me with my designer jeans, how you know we're gonna mash up the scene?
And I'm coming through with a whole team.
And I'm coming through with a whole team.
Yes.
Fubar Radio.
That's Fresh and Clean by Prince Rapid, yeah, who joins me in the studio right now. Yeah. It's got such a distinct old school funky house vibe to it as well, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it
definitely.
Really is a jumper, that one.
Yeah, man.
Really
thank
is
you,
a
brother.
Jumper. I can hear it at Carnival.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's what the idea was, to try and shoot the video there, but I couldn't really wait for the carnival. So.
Yeah.
But a lot of people hear it just says it reminds me of carnival.
Absolutely.
Carnival. So
I can,
you're straight onto it.
I really hope that does well. I hope to hear it everywhere at carnival.
Me too,
you know?
Bro. Yeah.
And you produced the song,
yes,
and
please.
Also featured on it.
Yes, please.
And that's been going on for years, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
you
man.
You've been producing since the inception of the legendary Rough Squad.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
How many tunes would you say you've, you know, produced and vocal that will never see the light of day? Have you got a huge, huge collection of tunes? Or would you say that you are so confident in your music that you put out pretty much everything that you make?
I don't, it's the opposite. I'm confident in the music, but I don't put out a lot of my music because one's time and I'm just doing so many other things and I'm not like, it wasn't like when I was like 17 and 18 and just like, licking at the tunes every second. Is like right now I'm relaxed. It's more of an enjoyment thing.
Yeah,
there's nothing about label, about show. I'm just want to enjoy it. So it will, now is the point where I just want to throw it out. I've got loads of tunes there, loads of different genres, from this kind of bumpy UK funky kind of sound to grime to a lot of Afrobeat songs. I'm singing, I'm just experimenting, and it's now's the time just to enjoy it, because the music is so at a good state in the UK, I believe.
Absolutely.
At the moment, and everyone's ears are open, so it's just about dropping it and enjoying it whilst trying to empower the youngsters around me as well, because they are the next Ed Sheerans, the next Wileys, the next Dizzy's, and there's so many of them super talented. Like, it's unbelievable, bro. And I'd love you to pass through one day to one of our programs, just
absolutely,
to hear what's there and just to inspire them as well, because for the people that don't know, I know, but your talent is very raw as well.
I respect, brother.
It's crazy, and I'd love to just share that with them. So they're just different styles, man.
My ears definitely pricked up as soon as I saw the foundation mentioned on social media.
Yeah.
You know, it was the first question I asked you for a reason.
Yeah,
I'm very interested in that.
Wicked,
you know,
man. Yeah, yes.
So we were speaking about all your different influences and all the different types of music that you're putting out, from funky house to, you know, proper hardcore. Grime and stuff.
Yeah.
Are there any musical inspirations that you have that people would be surprised by?
The most of my influences are Ghanaian artists, really, that some people may not know.
Yeah, because that's your heritage, isn't
it? That's where I'm from. My parents are from Ghana. There's an artist called Daddy Lumba.
Yes.
There's another,
he's
old school. He's huge, and he's a old school Ghanaian artist. Kodjo Entry, that's another artist. And obviously the obvious ones like Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
He was a huge influence.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael, go and dance,
Michael Jackson.
Every day. Michael Jackson. So yeah, it's just and from everything, from classical music to just everything. I've just had to take in everything and I just put all different elements. It's like there's a track that I've that I produced that a lot of the Graham heads are still playing Pied Piper.
Yes.
I made that when I was really young.
Of course.
And in that tune, people say they can hear like my African, you know, African influence in that track, but I can't hear it. I couldn't hear it when I made it, but at the time now I can say, all right, I know where you're coming from, but
yeah,
it just comes through, you know what I'm saying, when you're in front of the computer.
Yeah, so naturally that you don't even realise.
Don't realise it, bro.
Mm, mm. Mm. Well, thank you so much for coming through, man.
Thank you for having me, man.
I know you're a very busy guy, so all the time that anyone can devote to coming in for a chat and making my day go a bit go by a bit more quickly it's always appreciated.
Well, thank you.
Before you go, let people know exactly where they can find Fresh and Clean and where they can find Prince Rapid on the socials.
All right, you can get Fresh and Clean. It's up on all the digital platforms. So we're talking Spotify, Apple Music, Google, Amazon. That's Fresh and Clean. You can also follow me on Twitter. Twitter's Prince Rapid, PRINCERAPID. It's Prince Rapid for Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Fresh and Clean out now. You can also get the instrumental online as well if you want to flex and do your own
thing.
That's
very important.
Yeah, it's free, man. Let them do their thing. Mm. Everyone should enjoy themselves now.
Big up, man.
Yeah, yeah. Fubar Radio, thank you for having me, man.
Once again, thank you. We're going to get into a song now, and when we come back, it's more chat from around the world.
Yeah, yeah.
In the lot next to the telly. You're looking for my boyfriend, but bitch, I'm not telling. Got him taking risks, baby girl lit. Diamonds on my wrist because I'm fucking thick, yeah. Gosh, my boyfriend's gun up in the panty drawer. Yeah, we gon' have some fun that you might need to pay for. Pull up to the casino and I'm sipping on Coladas. Yeah, boy, crumbs at the table, we just hit the lottery, yeah. We just hit the lottery, yeah. We just hit the lottery, yeah, yeah. We just hit the lottery, yeah.
Yeah.
We just hit the lottery, yeah. Yeah, we just hit the lottery, yeah, yeah.
We just hit the lotto. We just hit the lotto.
Yeah.
We just hit the lotto. We just hit the lotto.
Cause I'm always in the house. Call my shawty girl, cause she always in my mouth. Mississippi nigga, I'm king of the south. Charlie Murphy, yeah, nigga, fuck your couch. Eddie Murphy, yeah, vampire in Brooklyn. Got him shook in, don't leave your shawty, she get took in. Don't run up on me or my fucking homies, and it's tragic. That fire hit his body, now he twerk like he had magic. Got on way too much designer, and you know that shit don't match. Your mama saw my drip and said, goddamn, that boy a catch. Niggas say they got your back until you gotta leave him back.
Niggas high off that pack, I need that boat, I need that, yeah.
I can't believe this bitch nigga tried to get me for my racks. Hit him with that 4-5, now his stomach touches back.
Shawty thought she all that just. She went and met her match. Oh, that's me. Oh, that's bad. With the Glock and the black mask. My black mask.
Pull me over in the lot next to the telly. You're looking for my boyfriend, but bitch, I'm not telling. Got him taking risks, baby girl, lit. Diamonds on my wrist because I'm fucking thick, yeah. Got my boyfriend's gun up in the panty drawer. Yeah, we gon' have some fun that you might need to pay for. Pull up to the casino and I'm sipping on Coladas. Yeah, boy, crumbs at the table, we just hit the lottery, yeah. We just hit the lottery, yeah. Yeah, we just hit the lottery, yeah, yeah. We just hit the lottery, yeah.
Yeah,
we just hit the lottery, yeah. We just hit the lotto, yeah.
We just hit the lotto.
Yeah, we just hit the lotto.
We just hit the lotto.
Yeah,
we just hit the lotto.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Lotto by Father featuring Abra. Mercury Prize winning Father, actually. No? Yes? No, that was Young Fathers.
No, Young Fathers.
Jesus.
Yeah, from Scotland.
Oh. This is Father
from America.
From America,
yeah.
Yes.
But
I know exactly.
He might have won a Mercury Prize.
No, he hasn't.
Not
that's
a Mercury Prize.
He might have,
America,
yeah. A prize made of mercury.
That's what
that
I think.
That would be expensive, though.
That would be very, very expensive. Maybe a thermometer. Don't they have mercury in them?
They do, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he won the thermometer one time.
Right, exactly.
That's a mercury
so
prize.
So he is a mercury prize winning, I think. Well done, Father.
Big up, Father. Big up, Abra. Mm-hmm. Big tune there. We've got a second special guest of the day coming through the revolving doors, and he goes by the name of Big Flodan. I was about to say just Flodan.
That's bliss as well, though.
Then I realised I have to address you in the proper way and refer to you in the proper way. How's it going, sir?
It's going excellent, you know.
Yeah.
Music's coming out. Music's sounding good. There's been positive feedback. Things are going well.
Yeah. Do you know what? I feel kind of bad that I feel like we've because you're if people don't know, obviously they're listening to the radio, but Flodan's wearing a vest, shorts, and sunglasses. So I feel like I've definitely interrupted some fun activity in the
outside,
to get you to sit in a room.
You're wrong.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
You're definitely wrong. I was definitely in the studio. That's fun, but this I always will. It's a part of the work. To come to the radio is just continuing working. So if someone says, "What were you doing before you got to the radio?" I'd say working.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's that.
Do you have windows in your studio?
No.
Do you like to shut yourself away completely?
I don't mind the windows, but I think I appreciate when they're not there because I actually can lose myself and not even know what time of day it is.
Yeah, of course. This is very true. Yeah, I've got a friend that does that as well. No windows, no clocks.
Okay.
Nothing. That's like being in a casino as well. That's what happens there, isn't it?
Oh, I heard about that. They just keep you in a zone of spending.
Because it's open 24 hours, they don't want you to know if time's passed, if it's daylight or not. So you just keep going.
I better get off. I better get to work. Or
back to my wife and kids.
Just get back to spending, they want you to be.
Spending your mortgage.
Yeah. Yes.
But there's a new project.
Yes, there is.
One shell fits all.
It definitely does, you know.
But there's also a lot of newness. There's a new label.
New label.
Right. There's new hats. Because you've recently, I don't know how recently you can call it, but you started producing.
Ah, yeah. That's okay.
New to me.
I let people know officially around 4 months ago, three months ago, but I've been trying and practicing, and I still am doing that.
Yeah.
About a year and a half ago.
And it's clearly working because, you know, reputable up and comers are seeking your services for production.
Yeah.
You know?
I would let that one just be, yeah.
So are there three different hats that Flodan has to wear now as artist, producer, and label director?
For me, and the way I like to simplify things, no. Because it's a part of what I was doing already.
Yeah.
So, no, but people see that I've got new responsibilities and new things to try and achieve, so they see it as three hats.
Yeah.
So I have to understand that, yeah, it is a suit. Like, each role is a profession for some people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So me taking all three of them roles on, to me, it's just more of what I was doing, but I do respect that, yeah, it's serious, and I'm going to need three hats.
And has the transition been made smoother, you know, going into sort of looking after artists? Has the transition been made smoother through any reports? Like, you're obviously a very well-known MC, a very widely respected MC, and did that make it easier to become, you know, a label director?
I have to be honest, it probably was. My approach to it is like, bro, let's just do some work.
Mm.
I'm not like, yeah, I'm here to make you something you're not, or so forth. I'm like, yo, you're sick. That's why I'm talking to you. I want to be a part of this sickness, and I've got this and that to offer. What are you saying? You want to bring that towards this, and we just try and win?
Yeah.
It's just a basic formula I offer them, and you can't say no because it's simple.
yeah, absolutely. It casts the net further. It casts the net wider, doesn't it? When you are dabbling in production, artistry yourself, you know, still writing bars and owning a label as well.
Yeah, definitely. Do you know what it is when I like? I've got a studio. I've had a studio for about 3 years, maybe more as a, like in the group situations, but my own situation, I've had a studio for about 3 years. And to me, if you're in your studio making music constantly, you're basically a label. You just need to look into getting that music out.
Yeah.
And it's been my profession, meaning music, for X amount of years. So yeah, I'm into getting music out. I know how I can be productive like that. So, yeah, I've got the studio, so it just made sense to really establish that this is the place where we make product and it's going out.
Yeah, yeah.
And also there's a preference. There's what I like and what my man them like,
yeah.
it happens in this place.
Mm-hmm.
So that way I can set myself aside as a label and have a style, a flavour
mm-hmm.
that hopefully no one else has got.
Yeah, yeah. And would you ever put out music from your label that you weren't sort of directly associated
Definitely.
With?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Back to that point of if I think it's sick,
yeah.
it needs to go.
Yeah, yeah. In history, are there any songs that you wish you put out as a label owner?
What? That's an easy question. Yes, definitely. I wish I put out When I'm Here.
Yeah.
I wish I put out Pow.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I put out all the tunes that made loads of money.
I don't know. Happy birthday.
Yeah, basically.
Well, let's get into your song now.
One of my songs off my EP.
One of the songs off the brand new EP, One Shell Fits All. Do you know what we're going to be playing? Because we'd love you to introduce it for us.
You're about to listen to Rude Boy from Flo Dan featuring Meridian Dan. Jams on production. This is FUBAR Radio.
Well, I'm on a rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. Yo, rude boy thing, I just stupid. Turn up the level of the music. Bassy, I never been acoustic. Spencer has always got something exclusive. In it for the fame, better stars ain't shooting. Strikers, ready, set, booty. If they wanna act up, I try to be a nuisance. You know I'm on a rude boy thing, I might lose it. Cash card, they ever made, I don't use it. Rude boy thing, I just stupid. Better show me where the food is. Rude boy ting, are you stupid?
You're late, now you're getting extorted.
Rude boy ting, are you stupid? System killers are always intrusive. Yeah, I'm on a rude boy ting, are you stupid? But I'm on a rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. Rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. But I'm on a rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. Rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. But I'm on a rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. Rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. But I'm on a rude boy ting, I'm not ramping.
When I'm on a rude boy thing, it's awkward. See man are natural brawlers. You better move with caution. You're not a rude boy, you take orders. I've had enough of these fraudsters. Any other they come in my quarters, it'll get deep real quick. I bet you can't swim, do you know still waters? Best lock up your daughters. When I'm on a rude boy thing, it's lawless. Meridian Dan, I'm the author. Guys that are built like me, there's a shortage. And college ain't running no courses. Don't wanna see no one tortured. Couple man slaughtered. It gets ugly if I get cornered. Out and about, man's never been traumatized.
Cash card, they ever know I don't use it. Rude boy ting, now you stupid. Better show me where the food is. Rude boy ting, now you stupid.
Too late, now you're getting extorted.
Rude boy ting, now you stupid. System killers are always intrusive. Yeah, I'm on a rude boy ting, now you stupid. But I'm on a rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. Rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. But I'm on a rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. Rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. But I'm on a rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. Rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. But I'm on a rude boy ting, I'm not ramping.
Rude boy style.
Yo, rude boy ting, are you listening? But don't get twisted. Everything blessed when the gold teeth kissed in my dark. Them a day, so nobody ain't moving. Guess who's thinking of weed at the christening?
Rude boy ting, are you listening?
Send for the sunglasses during the evening. The rules and the regulations are not needed. I gotta move dodgy when I'm doing my dealing. Some of these so-called bad men are squealing. Man, a rude boy, we never into the speaking. So don't say a word when the family are eating. I never want time, but you know I got the latest. Night boot, them are you stupid? My HMP don't always on basic. Rude boy ting, as I been moving. My cash card, yeah, but you know I don't use it. Rude boy ting, are you stupid? Better show me where the food is. Rude boy ting, are you stupid? If the door's locked, try now I'm gonna boot it. Rude boy ting, are you stupid?
System killers are always intrusive. Yeah, I'm on a rude boy ting, are you stupid?
When I'm on a rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. Rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. Rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. Rude boy ting, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy ting, I'm not ramping.
Rude boy style.
Yes, that's Rude Boy by Flo Dan featuring Meridian Dan. Flo Dan, of course, joins me in the studio now. We've supported that tune a couple of times, mm-hmm. man. I was saying it's the two best Dans meeting,
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And then
we were thinking of what other Dans could have been on there. Afghan Dan and
Rico Dan,
of course. Why did I not think of that before Afghan Dan?
I was thinking, where's he going? Oh, all the way across there. There's one around the corner. We've got a Dan around the corner we're missing.
I'm Yo, going all the way down to fucking Afghan Dan.
You've got too much bars, you have. That's what it is.
But it comes from a 4-track EP.
Yes.
The aforementioned One Shell Fits All.
Yeah.
How long did it take to make the whole EP? Because you've got such good connections. You're so widely respected that I don't imagine it took very long to get the MCs in the studio or the beats from the producers.
To be honest, it's more of a continuous process, mm. and then I'll choose from a batch of music that's sitting
nice.
There.
Okay.
So it's not like, right, we need to go make an EP, guys. Usually, I think when you work like that, you're working from a cold template.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't done music in a while, and you might not, your tools might not be sharp. Do you know what I mean? So I try to just stay in the studio and then create projects from the batches of music that I'm always got.
Okay, nice. So you might have tunes on an EP, some that are like years old,
potentially,
and some
like
weeks old.
Yeah, you just now mentioned it straight away. So we've got something that I definitely started early 2016 on there, and I've got something that I finished late 2017.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting that there's no production from you on the EP.
Mm.
That was an interesting thing that I found. Do you prefer to produce for other people and then spit over other people's beats?
No, things are coming, things are happening. Mm. I just feel that I'm not as excited about my production as some of the MCs are.
Okay.
Like, they're like, oh, Unks, that's the thing, you know. It's not ready yet, you know. Nah, trust me. So,
okay.
So it's like, I know the levels are high, especially because I try to choose what I think sicker than sick.
Yeah.
So it would make no sense me spitting on beats just because it's my own.
Because
it's not like, it needs to be of levels regardless.
That's a very noble thing to say, to be fair, man. Let's get into some fun now, man.
We've been talking, we was having fun, man. It's going well. It's going well.
Knowledge is fun.
Do you know what I mean?
Knowledge is power, and fun.
But let's have some pure, unadulterated fun now.
I believe you've got some pens and papers in front of you. So Flo Dan, I'll be bringing it. You've got a song called Horror Show Style. So you must really be into your horror films, I assume.
Natalie, definitely not.
Natalie loves to test people, you know.
You've done it to me.
I forget if you've written a song. So let's play a game of...
Horror show or horror no with Michael Payne and Flo Dan on FUBAR Radio.
Okay.
Horror show or horror no. I am going to give you the names of some horror films.
Mm-hmm.
If you need more, and you just have to guess if it's a real film or not a real film. If you need more than a name, if you need a bit of the plot or a quote from the film, I can give you that too.
Okay. All
right. So number one.
1 second. Am I going against?
You're against each other. Yeah. So
you're finished. All right. Let's go.
I like this. Silently. Okay. So do you know I'm going to tell you? The first film is called Rubber. Rubber. The plot is a car tire gains consciousness and uses its new psychic powers to kill people in a small desert town. You right?
And this wasn't just made up completely.
It might be made up, but it might be real.
Okay.
A quote from the film is, "Hey, wait, it's not the end. He's been reincarnated as a tricycle." So that's... Is that real or is that fake?
Do I say my answer or write my answer?
Write your answer, please.
I've done that.
I realise I'm going to skip... I think you'll both know number two because I haven't got the new bit of paper with it.
Showed you on that
first one. What was number two, Will? Okay, I'm going to go for this one, but I think they're going to know this one. Teeth.
Okay.
We did have another one, but I don't seem to have the book.
You just gave away that one's real.
I know, I have, because everyone knows it.
I didn't, so thanks for that.
Okay.
Hey. I know
skip
what that one's
out,
about.
Skip out. Okay. This one, number three, is Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead. In this musical comedy, zombified chickens attempt to kill the fast food workers that cook them in a restaurant built on an ancient burial ground. The quote from the film on the poster is, "Would you look at the size of my woodpecker?"
Is that real?
Or is that fake?
That sounds like a porn pastiche, that does.
Poultrygeist.
Or it sounds like a film.
I'm going for
no
fake.
No one wants chicken porn.
Or it sounds like a film that Simon Pegg would star in.
Ah, okay. It is a musical comedy. Number four is called Killer Cassettes. Cassettes spelt with a K.
Mm-hmm.
After a radiation leak from a nearby nuclear power plant, all cassette and VHS tapes in a small-time Oregon town, come to life and kill the town's mayor and authority figures and take over. The town citizens use their vinyl records to fight back. The quote is, "Eat lead, Zeppelin."
Nah, man.
So is that real or is that fake?
What question was that? Fourth one.
That's number four. That's number four.
How many have we got?
Six.
Okay.
So, number five, there's a film, real or fake, called Red Growlers. Future President Ronald Reagan stars in this sci-fi horror which sees Mr. Reagan assemble a team to protect America from Soviet invaders who are also werewolves. The quote is, "America is based on the notions of freedom, liberty, and the power to kill commie werewolves."
What year is that made?
I haven't got the year, Flo. But he was an actor, of
Sounds
course,
like
Ronald 80s. Reagan.
Sounds like 80s
I think
work
before
still.
80s. I reckon Ooh. He was an actor in the 60s and 70s. Maybe even earlier than that.
Red Growlers just doesn't sound like... It sounds like something else completely.
I know, everything can sound like a porn film.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Especially
depends on where your mind's at, though. Red Growlers,
exactly.
I don't really get that one for the porn, but all right.
Well, okay. Growler is a nickname for a vagina.
It is.
Hey,
yeah.
You know a lot, you know. I told you got bars, you know.
Go on. Okay, finally, is this real or is this fake? Deathbed, colon, the bed that eats.
Oh, God.
Long ago, a demon fell in love with a woman and conjured up on a bed on which to make love to her. The woman died during the act and the demon wept tears of blood which fell on the bed and caused it to come... You would cause it to come to life, not just to come. There's a stop.
Oh, show,
once every 10 years, the bed wakes up and has the power to eat human beings. The quote is, person one, what have you been reading? Person two, a book of dead people. I'm in it and you are too.
Okay.
I like that one. That's the best one.
That is a good
one.
All right, so we started with Rubber. Flo Dan, do you think that's a real film or a fake film? That was where the tire
came
to life.
Yeah, it's out mad, but I went for real.
Okay.
Straight guess on
what
that.
Saying,
I went horror, no.
Flo Dan gets a point there. That is a real film. That's a real film. I feel like you both got number two because it was really easy with teeth. You both thought that was real. Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's move on to number three. Poultry Guys, Night of the Chicken Dead, in which the chickens go around killing the fast food workers in a reversal. Although fast food workers don't kill chickens, I think. But
I went for fake on that
one. You went for fake.
Horror show.
You went for real. Point there for Michael Caine.
Yes.
It is a real film.
It seemed too intricate for that to be just made up really quickly on the fly.
What about Killer Cassettes then? Eat Led Zeppelin. Is that real or fake, do you think?
I said horror show.
And I said real.
You both said real. Sorry, it's fake. We made it up.
Okay.
No
that's
film
cool.
called
cool.
Killer Cassettes.
Cool. You're still losing,
but
I think.
No, you've got two points each.
Okay. Yeah, it's a draw, mate. It's a draw.
You've got to go for Red Growlers now. Is that a real film or a fake film?
I went horror, no.
And
horror,
I went fake.
Both, again, three. Yeah, that's correct. So you're 3 points each.
Still drawing.
Okay, and finally, Deathbed, the bed that eats.
I went for real because it sounds sick.
Yeah, me too.
You went for real. You're both right. That is 4 out of 6 for both of you.
Well, we need a tiebreaker or something because I can't leave
okay,
here.
I
like
feel
this.
Like we had one earlier, which Will knows about. Is Will there? He gave me which wasn't teeth. Is it on? I need it. Can you just say it in my ear or something? We had one. It was very good. It wasn't supposed to be teeth. Yeah, I need the title though. The game. Okay.
Will substituted the other
we'll
one
substitute,
for teeth
because teeth.
I feel Will substitute it because he's just seen teeth and he wants everybody to know.
Well,
that.
The thing is, have you seen teeth?
No, I haven't.
So it's
haven't.
Quite in this film. X-Tay.
Hey.
The film is called X-Tay, which is X-T-A-Y, I suppose.
Okay.
I don't know.
Ecstasy.
What's the blurb about it, please? I had this earlier. Teeth, anyway, is a film about a young girl in high school, I believe.
Okay. College, I think.
College, maybe? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
She's legal. Yeah.
I know where this is going.
So when the guys
I know
sleep
going.
With her...
I've seen the front of that cover, bro.
Yeah.
I've seen that cover, and I didn't want to watch it.
It's okay. One of those famous films that nobody's seen.
Yeah, because that cover looks mad.
Right. Okay, this film called X-Tay...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be the blur. The plot involves an this may or may be real.
It sounds real already.
The plot involves an aspiring hairdresser who becomes the infatuation of a trisophilic man.
Okay.
Who sells hair extensions to nearby hair salons. The source of the hair is the stolen corpse of a girl whose dead body continues to grow beautiful and voluminous black hair that comes alive, driving those who use the extensions insane or killing them.
Sounds real.
Draw again. That is real.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no separating
nothing.
Us.
We're not separated today.
You're
part
both
two.
Winners. Yeah. You're both winners. Think of it like that.
Come in
okay.
next week
nice.
And we'll
yeah.
continue this.
Yeah, because we did actually...
Because this is an easy game.
It's good that you didn't win because we had a rule when Star One were in a few weeks ago that whoever lost gained the show. So it was nearly Michael Payne's last show.
I don't want to do no work like that.
Okay, so, but you don't know how nearly it was your show.
There's too many windows in here.
Yeah, you don't like it. And there's a clock. You don't like it,
windows and people.
But so that concludes that game, and there is literally no separating us.
Draw. That's okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
I
say
like
no
that.
More.
I like that.
I do love a good draw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know.
A little 20 bag.
I know you do.
Thank you so much for coming through the revolving door.
You.
That is the Michael Payne Show on FUBAR, Flo Dan. Before you go, let people know exactly where they can cop the new EP, where they can listen to all the music, see videos if there have been any shot, where they can find you this summer.
That's a lot of stuff to remember, that but watch is. This. I should have brought my manager. But at Big Flo Dan on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Spent Show Music on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Spent Show Music on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
All digital platforms for the One Show Fits All.
Yep.
Video shot, and I missed a call while we were speaking from the editor.
Okay.
So
It's lucky actually because we have a rule on the show where if your phone rings, you have to answer.
Yeah,
it.
If there's any noise, if you get a text,
I would have had that
text.
Call online on thing, you know, because he's been getting on my nerves. I wanted to speak about that. So yeah, thank you for supporting. The music's out there. I'm in all the places where everyone else is, but I'm just wickeder.
Bigger. It's FUBAR Radio. Flo Dan's just about to go through the revolving doors. I'll be back after this.
Yeah.
That's Crimson Eyes by Roxanne Tate. Mm-hmm. I think we're pronouncing it. Big tune, though.
Big tune. I like her a lot.
Once again, very good selections from Natalie and myself. Usually Natalie. Mostly Natalie.
We've made a contribution.
We've got our third special guest of the day in today. Like I said, it's a very grime heavy show, and it's been very testosterone fueled up until now, and even after this we've still got Jamakabe to come, but right now we have Cassie Ritz.
Cassie Ritz.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Were you looking at me thinking he's going to say
Ritz?
Yeah,
I know. I knew you were going to say that still.
Have a lot of people made that mistake?
Yes, but
all right. Right. I only need telling once.
The
thing is, I have
again.
A similar problem because my name is Michael, but it's spelled M-I-K-I-L-L, and a lot of people will call me Mikhail. Mm. And if I tell them once and they ignore that, then I ignore them. So give me another chance. Okay. In fact, let's do the introduction again. Let's wheel up the blood club. Mm-hmm. Wow. We are joined by very special guest at the moment, Cassie Ritz.
Thank
you. There, okay. I get it now. Because is it from just writing? Right.
Yes.
I get it now.
Yeah.
I get it. I like it. You've got a very refreshing look as well, because at first glance you don't appear to be, and you don't look like a traditional grime MC. You don't look like a traditional MC. You look like a very, very demure soul singer.
Yeah, a lot of people say that to me. That's,
yeah.
I get... It's not even new to me, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So. What was the inspiration to be a grime MC?
Well, from young, like, I can't even remember how young I was, like, how old I was, but, like, my brother put me on the genre. Like, he just said, yeah, listen to this, just listen to it.
Yeah.
Didn't understand a word they were saying, but I just enjoyed the energy and the aggression. And, like, when I was younger, I was always a very rough child anyway, so I liked that sort of stuff.
Mm.
You know, so ever since then, he wasn't in my life all the time, you know, but like when he kind of left, yeah, I listened to other stuff, but that was always like my main thing that I just used to always listen to.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay. And any sort of identifiable favorites? Was there anyone in particular that made you want to pick up the mic yourself?
I really can't remember. I think it was just. I always had a passion for music, and I always was writing poems.
Yeah.
So then when it came to the point where I was like, nah, I was singing before, by the way, and I just thought, yeah, I need to do something more expressive.
Mm.
I think, like, and I'm really good with words and that, so I said, yeah, let me just spit and see what happens.
So good you even foxed me. You know what I mean? I was calling you Ritz at first, and then I realised, you know, went over my head completely. Yeah. Where do you hail from? What area do you hail from?
Where do I live? I live in Balham.
You're a South London girl.
Yeah.
Do you make regular sort of trips to East London, the home of grime? You know, do you find that a lot of the stuff that you're doing is in East London, or do you feel that there is there's now a bigger grime community in South London where you're from?
To be very honest, like, I just go everywhere, to be honest. So I'm not always in East, but when I am in East, I do see it a lot. Like, it's just there, like, that's where it was. But like, when I normally go North, that's where I normally go, and I see, that's where a lot of things happen, where I usually go up there. So, like, you know, when I go to radio sets, it's near North.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't really know about South, because, like, I'm barely there, to be honest.
How did it kick off for you? What was your sort of, what? How do you remember how you got your foot in the door? You know, after actively putting your stuff out or getting on sets.
All right. I don't want to mention Nate, because
you don't have to. You don't have to at all.
Yeah, me and this person don't really get along anymore. Okay. But like, he like helped me get onto my first set at Radar Radio when it was up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I've just been trying to get on different sets and just shelling, just to see who could, just to show people I can spit in it. It wasn't really, to be honest, I was in my head, I was thinking, you know what, let's just see where this goes, innit? Like, because I, you know, but then people that were there that knew that had links basically was like, yeah, you should come down to this one, or come down to this one, yeah, you should come down to this one, you know what I mean? So especially a spitter as well called Names Bliss as well.
Mm. Oh yeah, we've had, he's been a previous guest on this show.
Yeah, yeah, he defo helped me like a lot, like with getting different links as well. So shout out to Names Bliss. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, man.
Big shout out to him. I think it's important. You know, you mentioned you'd go to one event and then that would be the catalyst to get you into the next event, the subsequent event.
Yeah.
And it's always nice to hear names that we are familiar with putting people on, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, you know, it's just a blessing to just have this happening, because there's been so many times where I've just not wanted to do music for a lot of reasons, just because, you know, in my area there's just a lot of miserable people.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Not saying all of them are miserable, but the ones that I were around, I could just see it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm just glad to have these doors opening for me. And now when I go back to my ends, I can just say, look, you can do this. Don't have, like, you know, there was, like, even yesterday I was with my friend and her little sister was just saying, oh, I'm not really enjoying life, this and that. And I'm like, well, She's really young anyway. So I said, yeah, you'll be all right, innit? Don't have this world thinking you can't do nothing.
Yeah,
you definitely
yeah.
can. And, you know, when you meet the right people, definitely helping for you. So, yeah.
One very, very interesting thing that I read about you is that you were actually in the Houses of Parliament just last week, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that was to talk to MPs about preventing youth violence.
Yeah, yeah.
How daunting was that? And was it? And is it more daunting than doing like shelling on a set in front of people that you don't know? What's more scary, talking to MPs or having to impress on the microphone in front of a load of other grime MCs?
You know what? Yeah, I can impress now. Like before, it was terrible for me. Like I could not like function on the mic. But now I'm good, innit? But
yeah.
Like I think talking to the MPs were really hard. Like, I had what I want. I'm really passionate about that. I'm really passionate about that subject.
Yeah.
So obviously, to the point where I was in, like, I nearly wanted to cry. Like,
right.
I was really, really passionate about it. So when I got to speaking, I kept stuttering. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, but when I'm off, like, when I was talking to the person that brought me there as well, like, I was going off, I was saying, yeah, yeah, all of this, but I was thinking, oh, but I should have said that there, do you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
that's the sort of thing that happened. But like, apparently, like, I gave very good points, and, you know, because there's a, like, even with my college that I used to go to, Sound School, I brought that up. That's a really important subject I brought up as well, because, like, this government wants to shut down that place,
yeah.
you know, where kids come to actually take their, not even try and make it in music, like just to take their mind off all the violence and just get, because there's even conversations I've heard between, not my classmate, but people in different classes that go to the same college, and they were saying, yeah, there was these people that are trying to start with me, and I'm just saying, if he wasn't here, he probably still would have been there,
yeah,
in a fight with them or something like that. And it's like, I was just saying to them, like, look how much colleges like Sound School and youth clubs and, you know, all these places you want to shut down for these stupid reasons, like, do you know what I mean? But then you want to spend money on all the on Big Ben and things people just walk past every day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just, yeah. So that was basically what happened.
Well, a really, really brave move, and I respect that, to be honest. I respect anyone who can go into those types of spaces and keep their head held high. I don't think I could. I think I could do it, but I don't think I would do it.
I would be nervous to go into
absolutely.
The House of Commons, really, actually.
Absolutely.
But anywhere near it, yeah.
But let's get back into the music. Let's get into a tune, because we've been talking about you going to stations and shelling down, but you also put out music as well. So let's get into this track, if you do us the honour of introducing it for us.
This is my track called That Way, and it's full of energy, so best get up off your seats and enjoy this track. You get me?
Cassie, rights, go. Yeah, that way, C-A-S-S-I-E, what? Hey, C-A-S-S-I-E, rights, that way. that I want the best, so I know I gotta work, work, work so hard. Cause I love from where the floor that I walked on. There ain't nothing you can tell me, I'm a bad B. There ain't nothing you can tell if what I brought on. If you wanna come with it, it's a clash anywhere, any day. If you wanna get a war on, quit to hop on the BBC. And I don't mean a news show, beg a little moron. All the brothers wanna anchor for a feature. Like I know the situation that you talk on. They could be another cancer to your speaker. Man, I pay eggshells, you'll fall on. Nah, I don't want more on. I don't wanna hear issue call on. Cause I ain't about to splash on the track. But the catties with a big back, niggas wanna burn on. I'm a little too fast. Too fast for the man, too fast for your dogs. Eat ass. I'm begging nothing, I'm a boss. Playing those too long like lads. So I ain't gonna take that chance. Yeah, ain't got girls or a penny in the world. So I know you must run out of bars. You think that's calm? Just to get a hype in the rain. But do you know that every nigga wanna do the same? With the same damn sound and the same damn name. Nobody wanna make a change in the game. They only want it for the hype of the fame. So they wanna go cut them lanes. No soul, no heart, that's lame. Me from their eyes, I'm fame. They don't wanna see me on stage. Like, did he just did say?
By Cassie Wright, who joins me in the studio right now on FUBAR Radio. I'm Michael Payne, and I'm joined by my regular co-host Sarah Dabunda, aka Natalie. I say your fake name before your
I'm
real
now
name.
Got my real name is my fake now, not yeah, aka. Absolutely. Okay, fine, yeah, that's absolutely. Cool. That's cool.
Things have to be that way.
I've changed it. My birth certificate, everything's changed. It's all been changed by Deepal.
Yeah, very, very inspirational track. Things have just got to be that way.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. Yeah.
Who produced that?
A very, very sick producer called Cold Keys Music. Yeah. Like, he's really sick. Like, mm-hmm. I've known him since I was 12.
You got in the pocket there nicely. The flow is incredible.
Yeah, thank you.
You're flying the flag for Girls of Grime at the moment. You've been involved in a few of their events.
Yeah.
How did you get into that circle, man? It's a sick circle to be in. Very necessary.
The person that owns it, called Shakira, She DM'd me on Instagram and was like, yeah, do you want to do this radio set at Rinse FM? I think that was the first one we did together.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm down for it. Yeah, whatever, innit? And I came down, and ever since then, it's just been a constant flow of, yeah, come to this set, come to this set, come to this event. Da, 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 da. And, you know, it's like, she's really humble as well. Like, she does look after you. Like, she's really, like, she cares about you. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
It seems like a really supportive platform that has been built. Do you feel that way yourself?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of competition, basically. Grime is built
competitive, yeah.
It's very competitive, MC clashing and all that. But at this point, because there's such a shockingly low number of women involved in grime, it's just nice that there is a platform like this that is more supportive than encouraging competition, you know. And is that something that you feel that this platform's provided for you?
Yeah, because like even though before Girls of Gram, I was still going on radio and all of that, but like it was still challenging. It was really challenging, like just being there. Now it's like I could be in a room full of mandem and be like, yes, I'm here for what I'm here for, innit? But like even then, yeah, it was the same thing. But like with Girls of Gram, like it's different because like we look after each other and we like cheer on each other. Whereas I'm not saying mandem are cruel, like they're all calm in it, but like they're not. Oh no, I'm going. I'll be careful how I say this.
No, mate. Speak freely.
Like it's just different. Like with us, yeah, we actually cheer on each other and just look after each other. The mandem is not really like that. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So it's just nice to have that and we're all like rising together as women, and we're actually getting a good name out there. Like people are actually recognizing us. Like there's people that I never thought would recognize me, that are recognizing me. Like you know, Mango.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like. He came, I think, what's it, I was at Laughter's headline show one time.
At Barfly.
Yeah, it was the old Barfly.
Camden Assembly.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm showing my age there.
Yeah. I was at that headline show, and he came through the door and I was like, well, and I was going to go and hug him and like just say hi, and he came and he was like that, like coming to greet me as well. Like he knew me. I was like, how do you know me? And he's like, oh yeah, I see you doing your thing with Girls of Gram, and you know, you're on radio sets, I'm happy for you. I'm like, okay, you know, like, yeah, so I didn't know.
I can only hope for a collaboration.
Hopefully. Like, that's another thing that I would love to happen. I'm all for collaborating with all of them, so, because they're all sick to me. Yeah. So, yeah.
Who are your main goals, though, collaborative wise? Like, even if it's outside of the genre of grime, who would you most like to collaborate with? Alive or dead? Because anything's possible nowadays.
It is.
Okay.
I swear Tupac's released more albums since he died than he has while he was alive.
Could do a duet with a hologram easily. Easily.
All right, cool. There's a couple, like, there's one dancehall artist called Spice. I love her so much.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I would love to do a song with her. Biggs, who I love to do a song with. AJ Tracy. Chip. Laughter, I want to do a song with Pagey Cakey. There's so many. C Kane, Names Bliss. I'm forgetting a name. Who else did I say? Oh, I'm forgetting everyone's name.
I mean, that's a good list so far.
To be fair, yeah, I can imagine that mixtape already.
Yeah, I can see at least
Nicki Minaj one.
Okay, Nicki. Uh-huh. Yeah, but I can see that happening with a number of the people you've mentioned. I can see a collab.
Me too.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully, it's one of those things where you kind of heard it here first. You know,
yes.
If it does happen, we will definitely be replaying this show.
We will be. We'll be coming back again, Cassie. When you know, you're hanging out with Chip or whatever, doing that song with Chip. I just want to remind you where it happened first.
I feel like she spoke it into existence right here.
Exactly.
Right now. So we might want to be credited on the mixtape.
Inspiration.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that will happen. Yeah, I'll make sure that happens.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio. Before you go, let people know exactly where they can find you and where you're going to be next in the near future.
On Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, when I fix it, it's called, it's a bit messed up, Cassie Writes, CASSIERYTZ.
Not That's Ritz.
On, yes.
Not Ritz. Ritz.
Cassie writes her own bars. That's
there
what, yeah. The, yeah, that's where you can find me on everything. And where I'm going to be in the near future or what?
Yeah. Any upcoming shows, sets that you'll be shelling on that people can listen out for?
I think I'm with Girls of Gram on BBC later on tonight.
Okay. Nice. Just kept that one in the bag. Yeah. By the way, I want to be on BBC tonight.
Yeah, and I feel like I got a show after this as well. This is like representing my college, basically, and trying to raise... trying to save Sound School, basically. They found another placement, by the way, so thank God for that. But it's still like to raise money for them to like get their own foundation. And,
Put it beyond a reasonable doubt their existence in the future. Well, thanks again so much for joining us. And also, where can people listen to That Way? Let people know where they can listen to that.
That will be out very soon. It hasn't come out yet. Mm-hmm. It will be out very soon.
We'll continue supporting it until it does come out. And
send us over your stuff and then we'll play it on the show.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much, Cassie. We're going to get into another song now, and then when we come back, we should be speaking to Jamaica B live in the studio. It's Michael Payne, it's Fubar Radio.
Ah. catch banter, not cancer. Put your hands up, what's the answer? I don't know, so I don't try to act up. I let my drink strong like my stature. I dine it, I ain't no actor. I bring the flame, better get that factor 30. Back to back, you can't match me, murk me, swerve me, dirty, filthy, grimy. I be rhyming nightly, ever since I was sprightly. Always in my vein lightly, doing an IV. Little bit of weed and I'm feeling kinda airy. Hand me to smash the show, I smashed that. Never gave float on the road like sat nav. Get bare wavy, then claim the tax back. Man, then backtrack, then they get back slapped. I bring five to four. Better than a veteran, better than any four. Dive reveling the evidence and then I jet a board. Ain't talking a talk, I'm walking a walk. And that, my friend, is gorgeous. Let the smell of breaking nose down to make pounds off quarters. On the road till it's awkward. Cause everyone around town knows who you are, cause you're out on orders. Going next in the whip to get the big bit block. And hit a big ziggy. Natty on the motorway, it got silly. So I got Millie, slow down quickly. Pen flame switched me. Name got lifted, don't know about my business.
Yeah, that's banter still. Laugh more time, that's a mantra still. Jokes when I see man run to the old light. Can't you see that from the veranda still? We get start like a rave and Miranda still. It's twisted, but the joke's got a mass appeal. Laugh when the ops take, I laugh the L. No, I'm dead up, so you can say banter kill. Cause I'm a calm guy more time. I laugh cause I want more life, but I might slap you still. But rap you still, yeah. One wrong move and I might just fuck with your shackles still. Deal with these MC Shaolin style. It's cool if you can't understand the skills. I'm old school like Air Force Ones and a lot 29 with an ackle still. So don't try me. Back now, but I get scully and grimy. Still roll deep like Scratchy and Wiley. Still serious like Maxwell and Jamie. But on the right day, you might see me smiling. Might see me in an ass, why you vexed for? I don't really know, bro. Man, just like this. Man, I like jams, you need to bar short more. I told them, I hear you, but life ain't like this. Could have been on the road causing madness. Curbside causing trouble on a high ting. But again, thanks, I came across music. Now I look back and bar stroke when I'm writing. Go to your joint and catch 2-2 Joe. Fill it up, lively, everyone's vibing. So what's life if you ain't got banter? Laugh on bar shampers is what my advice is.
Yo. Talk about money in the world, but what you gonna do with all the money in the world? In the booth, you're the man in the trap, but I've been around you, you weren't hitting no sales. Like I said, you ain't making a pass, so when I come around, you know I'm raising the bar. Listen, I kill a man's whole ego with a 16 that I wrote in the car. Strap bars late in the night, so far gone, not a pagan in sight. Simming on my car, bake anytime, anywhere. Now it's that time of the year where I start going ham and you can't bring pride anywhere. Simming on my car, you don't wanna rally in here. Body man, me crew start shedding off family tears. Come around here with your ego. Buzzing the game, but you ain't saying nothing. Buzzing again if you think you're running. Away with the game, fam, not around me. You don't want me around, cause you don't say stopping in 32 bars. You're making a fuss about. Really throw any trust about. Roll with friends that I make no fuss about. Talk about things that a man ain't seen. When I spray 16, that's a murderous scene. Bag it indirects when I hurl them at me. You can't bring no swag around me. 32 with your boat, that's the early routine. Talk about the road to the man Houdini. Tell the MC boy that you can't be me.
FUBAR Radio presents
Filmist with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
He's fallen, isn't he, Nicolas Cage?
I think he took on a load of rubbish films just to make some money.
Nicolas Cage once blew $150 million on a private island and a dinosaur skull. $150,000 on a pet octopus. He spent yet another $150,000 on the first Superman comic.
Oh, so he likes DC then?
Do you know he...
That's why he's been
Spider-Man. Spider-Man's Marvel, you... This is getting out of control. It's so bad! Because we call it film-ish so that we can get away with maybe not knowing everything and it can be a bit loose. This isn't even film-ish. This is ish. Hello, you're listening to ish. Mark guesses some shit.
Every Friday.
Film-ish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
From 1 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
That smokes enough weed.
Cook, eat your logs, go eat your logs.
She wants a bad man that makes enough peas. She wants jewels and handbags, sorry B, you ain't gonna get that from me.
No.
I'm buying up waps, I got too much beef in these dirty streets.
Beef.
She wants a bad man that smokes enough weed.
Cook, eat your logs, go eat your logs.
She wants a bad man that makes enough peas. She wants jewels and handbags, sorry B, you ain't gonna get that from me. I'm buying up waps, I got too much beef in these dirty streets.
This girl keeps wishing me badness. Bro, fine, you are wishing well. That's 26 on bro's wrist. Just know we invested well. And the AMG pipes are roaring. This bridge red like we drove through hell. She's got a man, but bopping man. Oh well, oh well, oh well. Just wanna see the gang them rich. But the feds don't want man to prosper. I'm half Jamaican, half Ivorian, powering shots like Dropper. And we all been topping up like her. Yo, like her, give man a sponsor. The shotgun don't play games, that's 5 years day with the height of a toddler. Phone up by that lock that there. Same way shot that, get that gun. Back that slap, that leave man weird. Worker slacks, the sack that done. Hold up, take that watch off now. Four no names, it's gonna go down. Six to the world, man, run this town. Bad B just love taste this wood.
She wants a bad man that smokes enough weed. She wants a bad man that makes enough peace. Bad man. Got my young boy plug us up, got my face too big for the tea.
Yeah, yeah,
I need paper like Diddy. Money on my mind, more time, my G. G, step up, block, whip back this time, let's see you ski.
Let's see you ski.
My young boy Smokey, then come back to the mission complete. Gunman starts. That's the weapon, my jeans. Spill in the streets, pepper the beef. Girl saying I'm childish, cause the rep game, but you got a degree, so send me to the road and back, how you mean?
She want a bread man that's lit like leaks. And this shit ain't making no money. She got a fucking cheat. My lifestyle gets expensive, so she can't fuck with me and she cheap. She see me pull up in a Merc, she had a C-class, AMG. So see how they stop and stare. It's clear that they rated me. More time is the next man's girl. No wonder they hate on me. Been getting money from long time. I know you see the change in me. Can't step near me if you're broke. Only rich niggas step with me. If you're not getting them racks up, then no, you can't relate to me. She want a nigga with bangs up, but you ain't gonna get it from me. I flex like this cause I can. Don't go poor trying to flex like me. She want a nigga with love, but I just wanna cheat and ski.
She wants a bad man that smokes enough weed. She wants a bad man that makes enough peas. She wants jewels and handbags. Sorry B, you ain't gonna get that from me.
No,
I'm buying up waps, I got too much beef in these dirty streets. She wants a bad man that smokes enough weed. She wants a bad man that makes enough peas. She wants jewels and handbags. Sorry B, you ain't gonna get that from me.
No,
I'm buying up waps, I got too much beef in these dirty streets.
She wants a bad man that smokes enough pot. She wants a bad man that flies OT and sets up shots. Every day I take risks, the bandos are way too hot. Just last night I diced up loads of rocks. My hands are hurting lots. I do it all for the prof. I stay on job, I can't fall off. Whip that grab into hard, my plug came with it soft. Bang bang from the dots, I saw them ops run and drop. All the niggas call my phone, cause I got the straightest drop.
Got a pen thing that she's hot like Dubai. She wanna do dinner in the city, fuck it, let me bring my 2-5. More time I stay on the Lambeth map with the 6s, hot like Dubai. Smoking gelato, my phone's going off, I'm too high, can't reply. Chatting to my drill about waps, knowing when I cop those waps. Facts, we don't do lies on tracks, 2 L's, you're under attack, slap. Came a long way from dingers, now we're trying to get platinum plaques. From long time we've been drillers, us man ain't trying to do it for rap. I count so much racks, no way anyone can play my maths. Put my daughter in designer, she don't even know she can flex like that. I smoke too much weed, I swear I can pay the rent in your flat. Enough hoes want a nigga like me, but them hoes are broke ass tramps.
Ow. She likes dreads, she likes skanks. I got dreads, I got skanks. She heard we tape up other ends. Now she wanna cheat me and my friends. She can't wave me down on the strip, I'll just skirt her off in my bench. She better take that pipe with pipe, or the foot can't form me again. And we're doing our map again, on the hot block with the wipes again. 2-5 with a loaded rem, but they know LD's been bad since when. I shot my man in the face with a new artist for probably 10. I love the young boys on the block, cause they're doing what we did back then. I'm a walking tree, man, I smoke enough weed. And I'm Ross Cut Breeze. Adrian Robe with the gorgeous one. PR on me. She can see RBLD. I done match my work in the streets. 674 still OSD. Any op man force it's free.
She wants a bad man that smokes enough weed. She wants a bad man that makes enough peas. She wants jewels and handbags. Sorry B, you ain't gonna get that from me. I'm buying up waps, I got too much beef in these dirty streets. She wants a bad man that smokes enough weed. She wants a bad man that makes enough peas. She wants jewels and handbags. Sorry B, you ain't gonna get that from me. I'm buying up waps, I got too much beef in these dirty streets.
That's She Wants by 6-7. All of that. Right. Speaking of wanting.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted an ice cream?
Yeah, I do actually quite want one now.
Do you want an ice cream now?
It's hot.
Yeah. What's your favourite flavour?
Oh, I do like Raspberry Ripple.
You love a good Raspberry Ripple?
I love a bit of Raspberry Ripple, yeah. What have you got?
I tell you what, I can't tell you what my favourite ice cream is.
Well, yeah, what flavours do you like? You like something?
You know, I like pralines and cream.
Oh, that's fancy.
Yeah, very fancy. I like fudge.
Fudge, strawberry cheesecake. It's quite
yeah,
nice.
That's
one,
nice. Yeah. Yeah. Tell you what I don't like.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise.
I mean, as a thing. No.
As a thing.
No.
I'd hate it as an ice cream.
I think I couldn't hate anything more ever than mayonnaise right. ice cream because I hate it as a condiment. I right. think it should be banished.
Not frozen.
Definitely not frozen. And no, I'd be 100% sick if I ate that.
But mayonnaise ice cream is the latest food trend sweeping the internet. I think that's interesting that it's a food trend sweeping the internet.
But not people's mouths.
But
just
not
the
in real life. It's it's that cyber nutrition.
That new food that you just look at but you don't eat.
Hopefully not.
Better actually. I'd rather do that for this.
For real. Just pictures of this stuff. So it's sweeping the internet and it has left some people divided. The ice cream was created by a parlour in Falkirk, Scotland called Ice. And it was posted on Instagram with the caption, "Who knows a mayo addict?"
Not me, I don't want to.
I would shop them if I knew them.
I'd call the police. It's the only time I'd be a snitch.
I'd set them up. Even if they hadn't even done anything, if they'd never robbed someone's VCR, I'd set them up anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I'd get them some help. If you're a mayo addict, there's something wrong.
The ice cream, as you would expect, caused a lot of controversy. Mm. One Twitter user said, "I'm going to report this page for hate content." Rightly so. "How dare you desecrate the honour of ice cream with this monstrosity?"
That was actually me. No, it sounds like you. It also sounds like Hannah that works here. I can imagine her going, "I'm going to report this page for hate content." Mm-hmm.
However, what is surprising is that some people were totally on board.
No.
Another Twitter user said, "I thought it was hashtag just wrong on so many levels, but then I tried it. It's actually really nice, creamy, and rich." And then they put three ice cream
they
emojis.
Three of them.
But that could be out of 10.
Oh my god. No.
Could be out of 100.
I don't want anything nice, creamy and rich. No thank you.
Nope. This isn't the first time that Ice have created a viral ice cream flavour. They're responsible for the creation of the Strongbow Dark Fruit ice cream. That I can get on board with.
Yeah.
Which took the internet by storm earlier this month. They were doing so well.
That sounds nice, you know. Strongbow Dark Fruit ice cream sounds quite lovely. I wouldn't mind a bit.
Sounds amazing.
Cone of that.
Yeah, it's a good point. Would you reckon it was a bit more like a sorbet? I can imagine a Strongbow Dark Fruit is more of an ice pole, like an ice lolly, not an ice cream.
How would you do that? You just literally just freeze it.
Right.
Same with mayonnaise. Just stick the Hellmann's in the freezer.
Yeah, and then whip it.
No.
You'd have to add it to something and then whip it.
How do you make a viral... I think we should get on board with this. How do you make a viral ice cream flavour? What does viral taste like? How does that...
Yeah.
How is that a thing? I'm like, I don't know if I want to taste viral. Don't know what it tastes like.
Yeah.
But I also like that it's sweeping the internet. Like, as you said, though, it's in one parlour in Scotland. So people are commenting on it. Nobody wants to travel there to try it. I don't know.
As long as it stays an internet sensation, I'm fine.
Would you like a cider? I mean, you drink cider. Cider ice cream would be nice. I'd like an Aperol Spritz ice cream. Delicious. Yeah. I would try that. But why would you make a condiment that is something that you add to food to ruin it, to any condiment? Why would you then just want to have it on its own? Who has tomato ketchup or mayonnaise on their own?
A ketchup flavoured ice cream I could maybe understand. I'm joking. No. I totally couldn't.
Why don't you have some horseradish ice cream, some mustard?
But the thing is, arguably, ketchup is actually quite sweet.
Oh, okay.
But mayonnaise just tastes of... I can't even describe the taste of mayonnaise.
Like sick. Like someone has been sick, then eaten it again, and then been sick again. So it's double sick is what it tastes like. To me, even if I have a hint of it on my food.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I just can't stand that shit.
No, I don't like it either. In fact, you know, I feel like if I had one... Because I will send food back. I always be like, whatever you get, like burger, whatever chips, it's like, I don't want mayonnaise on it. If I even see like a splash of it, I send it back. That's how much I hate it. That is how much I hate it.
You won't catch me...
So I'm not into this.
Yeah, you won't catch me going anywhere near Ice if I'm ever in Falkirk in Scotland.
No, but I'd like to try everything else. I'd like to try this. If they're still selling the Strongbow one, Dark Fruit, lovely.
I'm here for that.
I'm bored with that one. That's
definitely.
Wonderful stuff. Okay.
Definitely. So that's that out of the way. Fuck mayonnaise ice cream.
No, I don't want it. I wonder how much it costs as well, because I would need to be paid to try that, because it would be a torture.
It would be on the same level as getting... injected with some sort of sickness and then seeing how that pans out for you for like a month.
Yeah, I think I would rather have a cone of sick ice cream.
I think I'd rather just have a virus.
Yeah, just give me the virus. I don't want them. I'd probably get one if I had a mayonnaise ice cream. Disgusting.
Let's talk about the fact that police were called to a pensioner's house in response to reports of excessive farting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Colin Mitchell, 75, had a knock on his door by police on the 15th of July. The constable was inquiring about reports by a neighbour of so-called offensive human noises coming from within the house. He informed them that one of his four great-grandchildren, a three-year-old boy, had been playing with the fart machine.
Sorry, like that's just kind of... I didn't realise there was a fart machine. I thought it was farting from a person, not a fart machine. Colin, who has one of them?
Colin. Colin Mitchell.
He sounds like a joker.
Colin expressed his exasperation, saying, "What an absolute waste of police time. They could be doing something better because there's so many problems with the shortage of money in policing." Mm. As it turns out, Colin has been involved in a long-running dispute with his neighbours of 25 years. So this is likely a continuation. Okay, so
they're just looking to get him, really.
What's the fucking fart machine, though? It doesn't tell you what the fart machine
is.
Am I missing part of this story?
I don't know. I don't feel like it. It's a bit confusing because it doesn't say, like, excessive farting implies it's human. And then, well, they must have been... What is a fart machine? I didn't even just think a button that you press.
There was no explanation of
it
what a fart machine is.
It just comes out of nowhere for that story. And then offensive human noise. They must have been using it a lot, this little kid.
I'm quite annoyed by that. I need to speak to Colin.
Well, I need to know more information. One of his four. There's a lot there that's... Okay, I'll have to pyro, this thing and see where it goes.
Well, let's get into a song now. And when we come back... Oh, okay.
It's a fart machine and it's just basically like a little speaker with a battery... What do you call it? Change a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remote control. That's what I
looks
meant
like
to say.
It looks like a smoke alarm painted black.
Sure, but you know, to be honest, that would actually be quite annoying now I think about it if I heard that all day. If it was human or from a fart machine. Yeah. So I probably wouldn't call the police. The neighbour said it was human. Well, they probably didn't know it was a fart machine.
They should have arrested the 3-year-old.
You wouldn't assume that someone has a fart machine just because you hear a lot of farting, would you?
True.
Anyway, okay, let's get into a track then.
Jeez, floor was getting slippy, I was in my double G's. Yeah. Had a bank card and I had a couple G's. West End, but she 93 feet east. A Maybelline ting, I ain't Wheezy or T-Pain, I can't believe it. But I wanna see this girl on another evening. So I slip, slide and slide until I leave it. Wine and dine it, I'm the cleanest.
presents
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club.
How's your show going, Nathaniel?
It's going amazingly.
Is it really?
I've won the Edinburgh Awards. I think it's a shoo-in, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolute shoo-in. I wasn't even really going for awards this year either, but this...
I'm not even going to think about the awards this year. Fucking hell, the arrogance of some people. Do you know what? If you're going into Edinburgh thinking about the awards, you can just go and fuck right off.
Every Friday,
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club.
From 12 PM.
Fubar Radio.
To drop you from your saddle, block out the sun and all your English shields, Rogers. They're charging for all of you, this dumb beach rambler. On them anyway, the days don't pose the sound killer ray. Music is our sword, and I shall see the wicked sling going deep to their hearts, deep to their veins. Legacy is flowed, and the legacy will drain. All I see is dragons spitting fire. Can't shake up the sons of the one lion. All I see is dragons spitting fire. Can't shake up the sound of the sound killer. One smoke from the sound killer barrel. Music on gun smoke from the sound killer barrel. Gun smoke from the sound killer barrel. All music on gun smoke from the sound killer barrel.
Gang, gang. Hey, hey. Tell them ease off. Lyrical rounds on me squeeze off. Beat it till it bend and then me go breeze off. If you hear them, I'm all out free now. Too much ammo they under my sleeve now. Them youth they up and down like say them a seesaw. Wonder why them a freeze so.
Me no know.
My birthright me say them a scheme for. Claim like say them a Jacob when them a Esau. Wonder why I make nobody feel so. Me no know. Watch them a grab and a reach now. Took on my bob and me weave now. When you talk couple degrees though. Hey, them on your death on a level where even a pebble a come from me hand a go shell it with devil and sharp. We no take long talk. Who doing this quite like me? Out of Jamaica the fire pan beast. Well it might just be with the tribe and see with them hide down flee with the pine plant.
Gun smoke from the sound killer barrel. Music on gun smoke from the sound killer barrel. Gates of Babylon, your words sound coming straight fell onto the weaker. Fire to rain and to rest it suit upon the land. And the rhythms of the menacing awards. Hey. I hear the ancient of this Selassie, I am power up. Yes, in hearts of the wicked with words sound and power. Obsidian, if I kill a white wall, come on, Gideon, the rest of Balan. Cause all I see is dragons spitting fire. Can't shake off the sons of the one lion. All I see is dragons spitting fire. Can't shake off the sons of the sound killer. Gun smoke from the sound killer barrel. Music on gun smoke from the sound killer barrel. Gun smoke.
Okay.
Yo, it's Michael Payne. I'm back. We played a couple of tunes on the trot there, didn't we?
Yes.
But you know what? I'm going to leave you to find out what they were.
That was Tribal Seeds and Protégé with Gunsmoke.
Remember the one before that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
I forgot.
Yeah, exactly.
Played.
There you go. So find out your goddamn selves, because we've got our fourth and final special guest that has just come through the revolving door, and it's the one and only Jamakabi.
Yes. Good evening.
What's going on?
Thank you for having me, man.
No, not at all, man. Not at all. We're going to get through this kind of quickly, because obviously
now
we've got
yeah
to wrap the show
yes
up at 6
yes,
but we want to find out all about the new project and get and also squeeze in a game if we possibly can.
Okay, cool.
So talk to us, what's good? You've gone from legendary MC in the Roll Deep crew to yeah to now you're managing now as well, aren't
yeah
you?
Yeah, yeah.
And running a label as well.
Yeah, that's right.
How smooth has the transition been?
It's been quite smooth, because my whole MC career, that's kind of what I've done anyway. I've kind of always tried to put people in the right places.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in the workings behind the scenes more yeah than being the face myself.
Of course.
So yeah, man, been pretty smooth. Hard
yeah
work though.
Yeah,
a
yeah
lot of hard work.
Uh huh. And you just having to use a lot of connections that you would have made being
yeah
an MC. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's
okay,
right.
Okay.
So but yeah, with that, I have to keep myself relevant.
Yes.
Hence, Wickedest Thing.
Yes, featuring
yeah
D Double.
Yeah.
It's
Big Up Double.
It's currently, if I'm not mistaken, at the very top of the Grime Shutdown playlist.
It was, and took a drastic drop, but it's still in there.
It's still in there,
still
which
in
is
there
important.
Yeah.
Which is important. Would you say because back in the day, obviously, you had to make a name for yourself
yeah
by getting on sets.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
the thing.
Yeah.
And now we're fast forward to 2018, and it's a completely different way people are consuming grime. How do you find that? Are there many negatives? Do you think it's taken away from the essence of grime?
Not really. I just think it's all growth.
Yeah.
Because remember, like, grime still isn't seen as a genre. So you can't go on YouTube and put your thing up as grime. So this is all part of the growth.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I don't see it as a bad thing.
Not
no
at all.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously you've got the equally legendary D Double on the Wickedest Thing track.
Yes.
How quickly from kind of speaking to him about the tune was it to get him in the studio and get the tune out? Or is it has it been one of those things that's been a long time coming release wise?
It's been a long time coming, because he's always said when I'm ready for a feature, when I got the tune, he's feeling and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I've put a few tunes out and not hollered him, and he said, "Yo, why didn't you holler, sir?" With this one, I left the space for him.
Uh-huh.
But I vocaled this tune 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he's known about it. But yeah, basically, yeah, it was by the time I told him it's time to go, it probably took him a month.
Respect.
Yeah, not
respect
to write it, but just to come in and
yeah, yeah,
because he's a busy guy.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely. Well, aren't we all? Aren't we all? On that note, let's yeah get into this game real quick, and
all
then
right
we're going to
okay
end with a Wickedest Thing featuring
D-Double.
Okay.
I thought it's worked really well with Capo Lee, with various other people we've tried it with. We're going to go with a higher or lower game. It's going to be
sick
two. Basically, I'm going to pick a clip of a song. We're going to start with that, and then you need to tell me whether you think the next track could be a song, could be an album, so higher or lower. And there's also a connection. Who wants to go first? If you get the connection, you get points. There's loads of points here.
So I've got to guess whether the next song is what song?
I'm going to start with a clip,
yep,
and then I'm going to play another clip after that. You have to tell me if that song or album on that song has sold more or less than the
oh
one before.
Okay, yeah,
okay?
All right,
who wants
and
to go first?
And then there'll
first
also be a connection between
yeah
all of the
okay
questions.
Yeah,
right.
Do you want to go first?
Go on then.
Okay, let's start with this track.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
So that's Skilo, I Wish, from his album, also called I Wish,
yeah,
that sold 500,000 copies.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that was all either.
Fuck.
I bet the single sold more than that, though.
Oh,
alone.
Right, this is just
this
the,
is
album
the album.
Okay,
also
yeah, the single
Wish
definitely way
right
outsold the album.
So did this next track, which is a single, did it sell more or less than that?
Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.
Sandy Thom was I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker. That was her single. But did she sell more or less than 500,000 copies?
Yeah, she sold more.
She did sell more. She sold 560,000 copies, so not a lot. 60,000
more, yeah,
more, so not that much more. Okay, I feel like, so I think there's a connection as well
okay
to this one, okay? So I feel like this one's going to be fairly obvious if it sold more or less. Did this sell more or less than that? Stevie Wonder there, I Wish, from the album Songs in the Key of Life. Did that album, yeah, if it sold less, it's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. Did it sell more or less than 560,000 copies?
More,
of course,
more.
It sold 5.6 million.
Okay.
Right.
10 times more.
Yeah. So think about that figure, 5.6 million did this, and this is from the album, did this sell more or less? That's Prince, I Wish You Haven't, from the album Love Sexy. Did that sell more or less than 5.6? Yeah, it did. It sold 2.2 million.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem that much. Again, so you're thinking about this. So next we're moving on to, this is, we're looking for from the album More or Less.
Be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. And if you get it, then you just might not know.
Also, if you get the connection, Michael, and you do not, then you can steal a point.
Okay,
so,
cool.
So there's points to be done, vice versa. Okay, so that was Eminem, Careful What You Wish For, from the album Relapse. Did that album sell more than 2.2 million?
Yes, it sold more.
It did, 3.3 million. That's another point for you there. Okay. Moving on to this one from Enrique Iglesias.
I wish I was your lover. I wish that you were mine.
I'm sad if it did sell more. But Enrique Iglesias, Wish I Was Your Lover. That's from the album Insomniac, more or less than 3.3 million. Wrong. It sold 725,000 for Enrique.
Wow. Enrique?
Yeah, and finally, did this song sell more or less than that?
How I wish you were here.
It's Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. The album, did that sell more or less than 725,000 copies?
I would think more.
So would I.
You'd definitely be right. It'd be terrible. It was 10.3 million that sold.
Okay,
so you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you have any idea, a connection between all those songs yet? I mean, I'm not going to read out all the titles because it'll be very obvious if I do that again. But any connection from any of them?
Nah, I'll just be good now.
Michael Payne.
All About Wishes.
Of course it is. A point there for Michael Payne.
Early in there.
Okay,
in there early.
In a point. Okay, let's start with you with the first track, which is this.
No one is
Deeply sold the single 1.5 million copies.
Say it.
Did this song sell more or less than that? Oh, sorry, say, yeah, this is the single, yeah.
Oh, way more.
Yeah,
way more.
Yeah.
Way more. This was a fucking global hit.
13 million.
Jeez!
13 million.
Shout out to Gautier.
That was for the single. I'm not sure about the album, but that
Gautier,
okay.
Gautier money.
Fine, so we're looking for this one for the album, more or less than 13 million copies.
Less.
More. 26.1 million that sold.
Twice
the album.
As much.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. This is the
album. Yeah,
this
that
is
was the album. Yeah, I said the album.
Sorry.
So, for this next one is also the album that this song is from. Did this sell more or less than that?
Don't
Dream It's Over from Crowded House, from the album called Don't Dream It's Over. More or less than 26.1 million.
Less.
Big tune. Yeah, it is less. It was 3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Not bad. That's really good. What am I saying? 3 million. It's really good, isn't it? Well done, guys. Okay. Did this sell more or less? And this is the single than 3 million.
I'm so fancy.
More than 3 million? I think it's sold.
So Iggy Azalea Fancy. The single, more or less?
Less than 3.3.
9.1 million she sold of that single.
Iggy.
This is now the single. So think about 9.1 million for Iggy. And then this is for the single we're looking for as well. More, 11.1 million that sold.
This is annoying.
Finally, did this song, I believe it's on, it doesn't say album or song, I believe it's a song. Did this, whatever, I get it, whatever, get it right, I'll give you the point. Did this sell more or less than Sia's big 11.1 million?
Do you come from a land down
big tune,
massive.
Big tune.
But I'm going to go less.
That is the point, 1.5 million. Okay, so you currently have 4 points, so one of those was stolen across, that's okay. What's the connection?
I completely forgot to even look for one.
Yeah.
Think about some of the artists. Who are they?
Okay.
Savage Garden, Crowded House.
This is not
Sia.
Clear. He's getting clues.
Oh,
I didn't get no clues. I just want to say,
Australians.
This guy.
They're all Australian.
Do you know what that means? Is for the second time today, it's a tie again.
Oh.
So that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. No. Do you know? I'm actually really out.
Adjudicators, please.
I drew with Flo Dan.
Yeah.
On a game earlier on today, and even after a bonus question we still drew
tied.
So it just means that I stand up there with the gods, I'm up there with the legends. Man, you know what I mean?
Oh, God. I'm a mere mortal.
Just a man.
I can hold my head high around Flo Dan and Jim Maccabee.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, man. That's nice thing. This was just an ego boost for me. It was nothing more than that. Nothing more than that. We're going to end the show with one more song by the man himself that joins us in the studio. And if you would do us the honour of introducing it for us, that would be great.
Yes, the next tune is from myself, Jim Maccabee, and it's called Wickedest Thing featuring DEE. Big up Chimpo on production.
Massive. I'll be back next week.
All we do, ooh, wickedest thing. I feel like I'm the wickedest thing. If you don't feel like you're the wickedest thing, see nothing when I say the wickedest thing. The wickedest thing. You know what I'm to man, that's the wickedest thing. Hard food, man, and yam, that's the wickedest thing. Get back, that's the wickedest thing. I come true with the wickedest. You come true, look how I know it's J-R-I-P when I put a man down. Wheel and pull it up into this. Pull up that, jump, I can be a minute this. Pull up that, and let me start building it. And if it take two draw of the zoo, I bill. Head top gone in a minute. I am the wickedest when I start killing it. No boy better than jump, I can be into this. When I start applying myself for you, look a bit. No JSA, but I'm gonna get the benefits. Big bad jump, I can be a minute this. Them for them, a style of the wickedest. It's a versatile style, that's how we can't swine it. Don't believe me, y'all scaring the tips. Wickedest thing, I feel like I'm the wickedest thing. If you don't feel like you're the wickedest thing, see nothing when I say the wickedest thing. The wickedest thing, you know what I'm to man, that's the wickedest thing. Hard food, man, and yam, that's the wickedest thing. Get back, that's the wickedest thing.
Wickedest thing, yeah. Gal on me, I've had the wickedest thing. Yeah. She not care about them man there, cause she know man, I give her the wickedest thing. Yeah. Me not care what them man, I smoke out, ask man, I smoke in the wickedest thing. Vibes in the London, vibes in the UK, you can never ever get sick of this thing. Ding a ling a ling, doorbell a ring. Man, I got grills and man, I got bling. Yeah. Man, I got bit exclusive things. Window down, wanna whip my ting. Man, I got ching and ting. Don't wonder what I got my ting. Just know my ting to the wickedest thing. And them man, I buying the cheapest thing.
Wickedest thing, I feel like I'm the wickedest thing. If you don't feel like you're the wickedest thing, see nothing when I say the wickedest thing. The wickedest thing, you know what I'm to man, that's the wickedest thing. Hard food, man, and yam, that's the wickedest thing. Get back, that's the wickedest thing. The wickedest situation, when me come out, me not enough in a long talking, just run the rhythm and turn up, they might then.